So my name is Mark Thrun. I am the director of the Denver Metro Health STD Clinic, as well as the Denver Prevention Training Center. I'm going to talk very briefly about a prevention training center project that we were involved in that was not research intended. It was educational in purpose, and so the data quality will reflect that as I'll get to it. And interestingly, it's a nice complement to what Dr. Seth just presented, in that I'm going to talk about STD screening in HIV settings as opposed to HIV screening in STD settings. And so a little bit of the opposite of what you just heard. I don't know that I need to tell anyone in this crowd why it's important to screen for STDs in HIV settings, and so we'll skip over that. The goal of the funding from the CDC to about a half dozen training centers over the course of the last couple of years was to really focus on non-genital STD screening, particularly in MSM who are HIV infected, seeking care in HIV clinic settings. And so we each developed our own sort of pilot projects with different methodologies in trying to increase STD screening in those HIV settings. In our case, we identified 8 clinics, 2 in Denver and 6 in Texas, which just happens to be a higher morbidity state under which CDC asked us to serve. We built relationships with 8 HIV clinics. We did a fair amount of assessment work. We developed a brief training and then asked clinics to follow up with some data, which I'll present to you in a second. One of the most important things that we did, though, was really build relationships with these clinics. We used health department data to help guide that. We went to the health department both in Colorado and in Texas and asked them to tell us where STD is currently being diagnosed and which of these settings are HIV clinic settings, so that we had someone, so that we knew that we were seeing and serving a population of fairly high volume. We also used contacts, significantly more appropriately in Texas, to sort of figure out where are the larger HIV clinics, what are the clinics that are actually serving MSM, and who, very importantly, within those clinics might be interested in STD screening that we might create and turn into a champion that might help advance our cause within those clinics. We actually just emailed and cold called some of those folks and ended up building relationships with at least one champion in each of the clinic. That champion then served as sort of the facilitator for pulling data for us, for scheduling our training, to making sure other providers sort of bought into the fact that we as an outsider were coming in to provide training in their clinical setting. They also served as sort of the local resource, so if there was questions about internal processes, they were the ones that everyone knew to go to. We asked everyone to pull baseline STD